Hold still, Mike.
It tickles.
All right, now. Let's have a good laugh and then quiet, hmm? Because I can't hear unless it's quiet.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Going to die?
No, no, Mike, you'll live to be 100. Excuse me a minute. Hmm? Oh, darling, would you see if you could do something about that?
Yes, dear, I'll try. Mary, will you do something about that dog, please?
Yes, Mother.
Jeff, will you please do something about that dog?
How about you doing it?
Well, he's not my dog.
Well, he's not mine either. He's Eddie's.
Well, you brought him here. Have I got to do it?
I'll see what you made Mom do.
Jeff, has this dog been fed?
Well, I bet Mary forgot.
I forgot. Jeff, when I agreed to let you keep this dog, you were to take complete charge of him. Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
Well, who's had to feed him? Who's had to clean up after him? Who's had to let him out at night when he barks? Me.
Well, that's what I like about you, Mom. You're kind animals.
How about a little kindness for your mother?
Honestly, Jeff, the least you could do is take care of the dog yourself and earn the money you're getting.
Money? What money?
Why can't you mind your own business?
At the risk of boring you, may I repeat? What money?
Didn't I tell you? Well, you see, Eddie's mom, she insisted. But I said, gee, Mrs. Garber, you don't have to pay me. But she insisted, so naturally I couldn't embarrass her.
So you turned this house into a boarding kennel.
Well, they'll only be gone for 4 or 5 days, and 25 cents a day, that's a buck and a quarter right there, without even trying.
And what do I get out of this, besides paying for the food?
You get the use of the dog.
Jeff, I should think you'd be ashamed of yourself. You take advantage of Mrs. Garber. You take advantage of me. You even take advantage of that dog, that poor dumb animal. You don't feed him. You neglect him. But put yourself in his place. How do you suppose he feels?
He probably feels he's lucky he's not me.
Either. They beat me for life and torture me. I won't go back.
Does your dad know?
What would he care?
You wouldn't tell your dad that I'm here, I mean.
Well, gee, he's bound to find out, Dave.
Listen, don't tell him. Hide me or something. If he finds I'm here, he'll send me back.
Well, gee, Dad's not a bad guy. What'd you come here for?
Didn't know any other place. You're the only people that ever been nice to me. Listen, let me sleep in for tonight, and tomorrow I'll beat it.
But where will you go? Your dad's still in the Air Force, isn't he?
Yeah, he's at Polk Field.
Are you going to him?
Him? Nah. All he'd do is send me back. Maybe I'll get a job. Maybe I'll join the Navy. Make a whole lot of money. That'd make him good and sore if I joined the Navy. Maybe I'll get myself tattooed, too. An anchor or something.
Listen, Dave, I don't think you got this whole thing figured out very good. You know, Mom or Dad could walk in here...
Yeah.
Shh! Yeah. What do you want?
Let me in.
Tell me what you want first.
I want the dictionary.
Well, I haven't got it.
You had it, so you had it last.
Ask Dad. I think he took it.
Jeff, Daddy has already gone out. And besides, what would he be doing with it?
Now, let me in.
Oh, wait a second. Till I get my robe on.
Jeff. You better beat it out the window.
Just sneak down the trellis and go around to the back, to the cellar door, and go down there and wait for me. I'll think of something.
But, Jeff, I'm hungry. I didn't have anything to eat.
Well, I'll get you something. Now go on now. Shh, be quiet.
Jeff, what are you doing in here, talking to yourself?
Yeah, I'm kind of funny that way.
Didn't have the dictionary.
What do you know?
Mary? Jeff?
Jeff, what are you doing with the sleeping bag?
Oh, this? Well, I thought I'd take it down the scratch, you know, down in the cellar, so I'd be more comfortable.
Sleeping bag for a dog?
Well, sure, they're very comfortable.
Up to now, you've been perfectly happy for him to sleep on cement.
Oh, yeah, but you see, I got to thinking. How would I like to sleep on the cement floor?
I don't think you'd mind at all. The sandwich, I suppose that's for Scratch, too.
Well, how would you like eating dog food all the time? You know, a dog should have a little fun. I mean, if you're his friend, I mean, he's your friend, you shouldn't treat him like a dog.
Hello.
This is Penfield Military Academy. Colonel Woodward speaking. Is the doctor in?
Oh, no, he's out. I'm very sorry. Could I take a message? This is his wife.
I'll tell you why we called Mrs. Stone. You remember the Barker boy?
Oh, David, yes. He stayed with us a couple of times.
That's why we called. He's disappeared from school.
Disappeared?
No.
We wondered if possibly you might have seen him, since he stayed with you before.
No. No, I haven't seen him. But if he shows up, I'll certainly call you. Goodness, I certainly hope you find him. Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Stone.
Somebody run away or something? What are you going down there for?
I just want to see what's down there.
Well, you know what's down there. Just a whole mess of junk.
I want to see what else.
Mom and Stark down there. You don't want to go down there.
Stand aside.
But, Mommy, it might be burglars.
Out of the way, dear.
Oh. Well, supposing Dave was hiding down there. Only how could he be? But supposing he was.
Well?
He must have had a reason. Maybe they've been mean to him at the school. Torturing him, even.
That's hardly likely.
Mom, you don't know.
Do you?
Donna?
Mom, it's Dad. You're not gonna...
Going to what?
Well, you know Dad. He's so darn honorable and everything. He'll think he has to call the school.
Of course he has to call the school.
Donna?
Coming, dear.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello, darling. Any calls from the hospital while I was out?
No, no calls from the hospital.
Pull it in, you dope.
Hi, Dad.
Hi. Any other calls?
Come to think of it, yes. There was one other call.
Yeah?
From Penfield.
Oh, don't tell me I have to go out again.
Oh, no, no. I can't imagine why they called you. It seems that David Barker's run away again, that's all. Dear, would you like a snack before you go to bed?
No, thanks.
I must say you don't seem much concerned about it.
Oh, I'm concerned, Alex, of course. It's just that it's obvious he doesn't want to go back there. And, well, I just want to learn more about it before I...
Before you what?
Well, I just think it's cruel to keep sending him back to a place he hates. I mean, what that boy needs is love and security. He needs a home.
Now, wait a minute. Nobody said that he
could... I mean, you wouldn't do that to a dog.
That's right.
Darling, a child isn't the same as a dog. The law enters into this.
The law? You're always dragging in the law.
Now, look, the boy has a father.
Oh, he has? Well, where is he?
Well, wherever Major Barker is, it's his responsibility, not ours.
Well, then why are you defending him?
I? All I'm saying is if the boy is found, he has to be returned to the school, that's all.
Well, they haven't found him yet, so what are we arguing about?
Yeah, what are we?
Darling, why don't you go on up to bed? You must be tired. I'll be along in just a minute.
All right.
Dear, would you like to take this down cellar and share it with your little pet?
Oh, thanks, Mom. He'll love it.
Jeff, would you like to leave the cellar door open just a little bit in case he gets lonesome and wants to come up and sleep with you in your room?
Okay, Mom.
Come along, dear.
You know, it strikes me...
What, dear?
There's nothing like the love of a boy for his dog. Shall we go up? Say goodnight to Lassie.
Where are you going?
Let's have a little air, shall we?
Oh, certainly, if you like.
Good night, Dad. Good night, Mom.
Good night, sweetheart.
I thought I'd come in and say good night to you guys so you wouldn't have to come in and say good night to me. Good night.
Good night, Jeff. Oh, Jeff.
Yeah?
Would you leave the door open, please?
The door?
That's right. The door. Leave it open. We'd like a little air.
Oh, if you want some air, I'll go open a window for you.
That won't be necessary. Just the door.
Okay, you're the boss. There you are. Door's open.
Jeff.
Yeah?
Leave it open.
Like this?
A little wider. That's the idea. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Darn dog, I'm going to put him out.
No, I'll do it. You go back to sleep. Don't be frightened. Now, what's wrong?
I don't want to go back. You won't send me back.
Back where?
They'll kill me if they get me back.
But why? What happened? You can tell me, dear.
It was my father. He wrote me a letter. He said, how would you like to have a mother? Not my old one, a new one. He said he was going to bring her to see me. And he said we'd have great times together.
Private Willis, report to the officer of the day.
Boy, this is the last I see of this place. I'll be taking it easy. You guys are out there doing push-ups.
How soon is your dad coming?
With your new mother.
Any minute now. That's why I gotta get packed.
That was him that phoned from the airport. She's my mother yet, but she will be as soon as they get married.
Where will you live?
In a house. Where'd you think? A house like regular people. With a yard and a bar, maybe. Maybe even my own television. All kinds of stuff. Even my own pony, maybe.
Boy, you're lucky. I wish my pop'd get married or something. Only, he's already married.
Hey, you want my trunk and hat?
No, thanks.
I won't be needing it anymore.
You keep it.
Okay, maybe I'll give it to her.
Who?
My new mom.
You think she'll like it?
Well, who wouldn't? You know how many milk bottles I had to knock over for that? Gee, I must have spent about 60 cents.
You can't tell. Women are funny sometimes.
Yeah.
My mom's scared of grasshoppers.
I hope she likes me.
Private Myers, report to the desk on the double.
Hey, that's you.
Private Myers.
Okay, okay. Well, I'll be seeing you.
Hey, Dad! Dad!
Hey, boy!
Sure glad to see you. Hey, you know Mousy.
Sure. Good to see you again, Mousy.
Hi, sir.
Private Myers.
I better beat it. Three back.
David, this is Miss... This is Helen.
Hello, David.
Well, aren't you going to say something?
Oh, hi.
I hope you and I are going to be very good friends.
Yeah, me too.
Why, this is a nice room you have here.
Nice.
Well, we could fix it up a little.
What for? From getting out. Anyway, they wouldn't let you. It's got to be all according to regulations. That's one reason I'm glad I'm getting out of here. I'm almost packed, Dad. All I have to do is close my suitcase.
Well, David, I don't think you quite understand. I wanted Helen to meet you. I wanted you to meet Helen. I want you to know each other, but...
You mean I'm not coming with you?
Well, not right away. You see, there are a few things we have to attend to. First, we have to get married for one thing, and then there's the honeymoon.
What do you have to have a honeymoon for?
Well, people do, usually.
How long will that take?
Well, my leave will be up in about 10 days, and so we'll be...
I guess I can stand here for 10 more days.
Oh, sure you can.
We'll come to see you now and then, and when vacation time comes and we're a little more settled...
Not till vacation?
Well, that's something we'll have to discuss.
Paul, didn't you tell him?
Well, I couldn't, not in a letter. You see, son, the Air Force keeps moving me, and Helen thought... Well, that is, I thought it'd be better if you stayed on here at school for a while till we got a little more settled, and... You understand, don't you, David?
Yes, sure. It's okay.
You don't mind too much.
Heck no. I might be on the swimming team. I wouldn't want to miss that.
I think we'd better go.
Maybe you're right. Well, we'll see you, David. I've got to go and check in at the hotel, and Helen has some things she has to do. I'll be back a little later and pick you up for dinner, okay?
Okay.
Good boy.
Goodbye, David.
Well, Helen, shall we go?
I'm never going back.
David, nobody's going to do anything to you. I'll see to that. You can count on me, David. Now, you try to get some sleep. And don't worry. We'll work out something. Just go to sleep and don't worry.
Alex, you call that school?
Darling, I have to. It's the only thing I can do.
But we can't send him back there.
That's not for us to decide. Believe me, I feel just as badly about this as you do.
Enfield Military Academy. Colonel Woodward speaking.
Colonel, this is Dr. Stone. We have the Barker boy here. He's quite safe.
Thank heaven for that. They found him. He's all right.
Well, where? Where is he?
The boy's father's here waiting for him.
He's been a little upset, Colonel.
A little.
The Major will come right over. Good.
No, he can come for him tomorrow morning.
Darling, I can't.
Nobody is going to disturb David tonight, not even his father.
Darling, I can't tell him that.
If you won't, I will.
Colonel, you suppose it would be all right if the Major came over tomorrow morning after breakfast? I think it'd be a little easier on the child. And, on everybody. All right, fine. We'll expect him then. Good night. Darling, there are times.
Darling, would you turn out the light, please? Alex? There are times what?
Never mind. There are just times, that's all. Good night.
Good night.
Anybody know any funny stories?
Finish your breakfast, Jeff. David, aren't you going to eat your cereal?
I'm not hungry.
But you should try.
The current theory is that if a child needs to eat, he will eat. Would you like some toast?
Seems to me there's a new theory every week. No, thank you. I'm not hungry.
How about some more coffee?
After you.
No, no, please do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure is getting polite around here. What do you hear from Hooses, Mary?
Who's Hooses?
Well, what do you hear from anybody?
I don't seem to hear a thing.
That's funny. Me either.
I'll get it.
I get it.
What's going on?
Darling, I'll handle this.
But if you don't, I will.
Oh, come in, Major.
Good morning, Doctor. Mrs. Stone, nice to see you again.
Come in, sit down. Oh, have you had breakfast? Would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, no, thank you. David. Well, what happened?
Major, you should know that David has told us the whole story, so you can speak freely. And I think perhaps you'd better.
Now, darling, this isn't our business.
I'm sorry, I can't feel that way. I'm very fond of David.
Oh, please, both of you. I'm very grateful that you do feel the way you do. I haven't been very smart about the way I've handled things. David. If it ever came to a choice between you and anything else in this world or anybody. Look. I've got 2 tickets to Maine and a week's reservation at a fishing lodge there. Would you like to go?
Just you and me?
Just you and me, nobody else.
But what about...
Well, I found out she doesn't like fish.
What about when we get back? Are you and her gonna...
No. No, David, we're not.
You got rid of her?
Well, the truth is, Helen got rid of me. She said I was looking for a mother for my son instead of a wife for myself.
Is your heart broken? Are you gonna...
David, there are times when you don't ask questions. You just do as you're told.
Thanks.
Well, when did you find that out? And when did you ever do it?
Out! Out! Would you excuse me just a moment, please? Jeff, has that dog been fed this morning?
Oh, gosh, no, Mom. I was
going to leave it for me to do.
Mother, I'll feed the dog.
No, dear, Jeff will do it. Young man, I'm through running your kennel. From now on, you're going to take care of that dog. You're going to see that he's happy and comfortable, and you're going to see that he's fed.
Oh, golly.